This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Garfield County Libraries reduced their hours across all branches this month. It's the second time the system has had to do this in the last year. Here to help explain the impact is arts reporter Claire Woodcock. She joins me in the studio now. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
So Garfield County already had to make cuts to its libraries last year.
Yeah. Last December, Garfield County Libraries found out there would be a $1.2 million decrease in operating revenue. This is due to a decrease in property tax that's directly related to a stark decline in oil and gas production in the area. So Garfield County Libraries cut 25% of their staff, but only shaved open hours across all branches by 7%. Since then, Garfield County Libraries has found that the ratio of staffing to open hours is not sustainable.
That sounds like it must have been really hard on employees.
It was. I spoke with Amy Shipley. She's the assistant executive director to Garfield County Libraries. She told me since staff cuts last December, remaining employees have been spending more of their time shelving books and less time on community programming. That's because they're now understaffed. In the past 8 months, Shipley said across all Garco library branches, there have been 12 emergency closures due to staff shortages.
Is that when the library just has to close without any warning?
Yeah. And Shipley says the Garco libraries have seen about a 20% decrease in circulation this year over last.
So last month, the Garfield County Libraries decided to cut their hours again across all six branches from Carbondale to Parachute. These new hours took effect September 5th. What are some of the most notable changes?
So some of the most notable changes are that all branches are opening later in the mornings. While all Garco libraries opened at 10 a.m. pretty much across the board, they're now all opening at 11 a.m. Also, all six branches are now closed on Sundays. This is likely to impact people who work weekdays and can't make it to the library during that time.
Who else in the community is going to be affected by these cuts?
Shipley does say the branches are collaborating to get materials for people to other branches and library systems throughout the valley if they can't make it to their preferred branch during open hours. But besides that, Garfield County Libraries don't have a new strategic plan to get people back in the door. They haven't quite gotten that far in the process yet.
Should the community expect more cuts in the future?
Shipley told me no further employees have been laid off since the second reduction of hours were announced last month, and they don't foresee any new cuts happening in 2018.
Okay, thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock with more information about the second round of cuts to hours at Garfield County Libraries. To hear more conversations like this, check out our podcast, The Dial, on aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.